Artist lost to Zoloft. Performance artist Shelfhead 3 has decided to cancel his work Frog Slave and instead open a creperie in Brooklyn so he can live closer to his parents. This change is not related to my recent prescription for the mood-elevating drug Zoloft, said Shelfhead 3, who now prefers to be called Jeremy. I find I can say things with a crepe that I just couldn't say through urine writing. The first day on the job, I created, and I say created because that's exactly what I did, a croissant dissant, loosely translated, a faraway pie. Because that's what we are, really, aren't we? At night, after dinner with my folks, I would listen to Yanni, but I stopped, well, because he's so angry. I'm also changing my mural in Rome. Murals don't really have to cover an entire wall. It's obtrusive to the weekend driver. Why not a picket fence high depiction that the eye can choose to see rather than be forced to see? Maybe with tips for the marooned motorist on how to change a tire, perhaps with Line 3 having a satirical swipe at the current administration. I'd like that. Touché. In fact, why not an infomural? A product tie-in would make a point. My early works, Parent Kill and Why Not Me, Mom, have been criticized as juvenile, wasteful, boring, and why leave out disgusting, which was exactly the point. And subsequently, juvenile, wasteful, boring, and why leave out disgusting became the name of our movement. Let me remind you that at one time, impressionism and fauve were derogatory terms. However, my new work, which I will do on Sundays when the creperie is closed, makes the same point in a stronger way. I'm going to darn 100 pair of socks while watching the Brady Bunch. The point is self-explanatory, which is part of its meaning. Obscurity used to turn me on, but I'm either through with that phase or high. I also won't be doing my performance piece Ear Slice anymore. I've done it once, and I would like to retain my remaining lobe, as I'm finding it useful for hearing orders at the creperie. A worrying effect. The use of Zoloft in the artistic community has a worrying effect on art dealers selling to the anger market. I can sell anti-parent symbolist stuff all day, said one unidentified dealer, but I'm not getting it anymore. One artist who used to give me birth canals with fangs now sends me paintings of dogs playing poker. Who am I going to sell that to? English decorators who need 50 puppy pictures for a theme in the den, and that's all. The artist says his point is that although dogs playing poker has been painted many times before, it's usually bulldogs playing draw poker. There's still much to explore in lowball and stud. He also wonders why there's never been a wiener dog in these paintings. I just stare at him. I'd hate to think what would have happened to Jackson Pollock when the Zoloft kicked in. He would have been looking for anti-drip paint to prevent nasty spills. We may have to divide downtown galleries into zones so that the collectors on Prozac can easily find the galleries on Prozac and the ones on Zoloft don't accidentally wander into a Valium gallery. I used to worry about these issues until I started on Zoloft myself so I could understand just what exactly my artists were painting. I have actually resorted to breaking into my artists' medicine cabinets and substituting their Zoloft with placebos just enough for a week or two, continued the dealer. This sudden withdrawal sends them on a wild emotional ride. Then I call Ernie's Artistic Supplies and I have them deliver canvas, paints, and palette knives while the artists are still bouncing off the walls. 2 weeks later, I get a half a dozen canvases that are at least saleable. Then the artists get back on the real pills, not knowing what hit them, and I start getting the lassie at the card club stuff. I actually ship them off to Thailand and tell the artists I sold them, crossing my fingers that they never go shopping at the Thailand Airport Mall. The artist Screaming Mimi, now Kathy, has summed up this problem nicely in her recent work, I Enjoy Being a Girl. The work consists of a lovely moonscape with an accompanying explanatory note that hangs beside it. It should be noted that the effect of the Zoloft was wearing off as the painter reached mid-sentence. I hope you all enjoy this painting, where the moon symbolizes the light of mystery The misty damp air recalls the fog of ignorance, and the sea below it represents my desire to put you on a plate and eat you with a power tool.